From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com joins us. Here's some info for you. First of all, slam their website. Just go to it right now at criticalhealthnews.com and take a quick look at that. And also the toll-free number to call for assistance when Doc Wallach talks. Not to get on the show. We'll give you that number later. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc Wallach and pharmacist Ben Fuchs join us every other 3 weeks, so Doc was on 6 weeks ago. Doc, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, George. You are the greatest everywhere I go in the world. Everybody asks about George Norrie. So.
Well, they all ask about Doc Wallach, too, because you help a lot of people, my friend.
Well, thank you.
As a matter of fact, I've got emails galore here to go through with you. We'll take calls pretty soon, and then we'll take calls next hour as well. I've got a friend of mine who has a doctor who has come down. The doctor has come down with fibromyalgia and said it's very painful. What the heck is that?
Okay, well, as the name implies, it's a inflammation of fibrous tissue, connective tissue, you know, between the muscles, tendons, ligaments, that sort of thing. Even the heart valves are made from connective tissue. The skin's made from connective tissue. And so any place that's conditioned, that you have this condition, if you have fibromyalgia, that means you have a pain in your muscles because the fibrous connective tissue is being inflamed. Okay? And this is primarily a nutritional deficiency. And how much do we know this doctor weighs?
I have no idea.
Okay,
no,
let's just go per 100 pounds of body weight. And, of course, doctors are some of the sickest people on earth because they believe in taking medications for relieving the symptoms, but they really don't usually get to the basic root cause of the problem. Okay, so this guy's got to get rid of all the bad foods to stop the inflammation and also maximize absorption of the nutrients. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, no bacon, no ham, none of those kind of things. And, you know, he can have steak and lamb chops and chicken and fish, but none that have 5 and 6 and 8 different chemicals in them because it causes inflammation. No margarine, has to have butter because margarine is made out of heated oils, which causes inflammation. So, per 100 pounds of body weight, this guy needs one healthy brain and heart pack per month, a half a dose twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. If he weighs 150 pounds, I'd go for 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Then he needs the, I have him take the MSM. And the MSM is a connective tissue supplement program that deals with everything from the heart valves to the cartilage in the trachea to the cartilage in the knees and hips and shoulders and so forth, the skin, the walls of the arteries, the walls in the veins, and also the connective tissue that hold the different muscles together. So this is fibromyalgia. So he also, in addition to those 3 of the MSM tablets with each meal, three times a day, maybe 9 a day. I only weigh 142, and I do that just for prevention. I'm 83 years old. Most people think I'm in 50 when they look at me. And so,
unless you fall in a hole.
Yeah, well, and I did that one.
Yes, you did.
It would have killed anybody else because it was filled with all this rebar, punctured me in several places. And
oh, my God.
It was a miracle that I did live. Okay, and so then in addition to that, they need the collagen peptides, which is made from the cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue again in fish, poultry, sheep, and beef. It's a crystalline powder. And it makes up for the lack of our own bone broth. Back 100 years ago when I was a little kid, we used to have bone broth. Grandma would put the bones, chicken bones and fish bones and beef bones and sheep bones and so forth, rabbit bones, in some vinegar water and leave it sit on the stove all night, the wood stove, and simmer all night, and we'd fight over who's going to get that bone broth in the morning because you're getting those minerals from those bones that were leached out of the bones. So that's a bit complicated, so we came up with a process. And we have the equivalent of the bone broth from 100 years ago, but now is called collagen peptides. Take a scoop of that in his breakfast drink, a scoop of that in his evening drink. And then, lastly, I want him to take an extra of the anti-inflammatory stuff, because we're talking about inflammation of the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs something like our Z-radical, which is from 8 or 9 different seaweeds.
Or turmeric would help too, right?
Turmeric, yep. Turmeric would work. And, of course, we have all those kinds of things. We have 5,000 products, so you can choose which way you want to go. And then also for anti-inflammation, I would have him take the killer biotic, which is reishi mushrooms in a capsules. And they support the immune system, but they also are significantly anti-inflammatory, reishi mushrooms. And so he could take 3 of those twice a day if he weighs 150 pounds, 2 twice a day if he weighs, you know, like 120 pounds. If he's a big fellow, 250, something like that, he needs to take 3 times a day of our killer biotic capsules.
All right, Doc, I have another email in from Lorraine in Maine. She says, do babies need vitamins? That's an interesting question.
All vertebrates, from the time they're conceived until 10 minutes after they die, they need vitamins, okay? But that's just a small part of the essential factors that people need. You know, so I'm very carefully using words here. These are essential factors. These are as critical, vitamins and minerals, amino acids, fatty acids. They're as critical to our daily life and extended life and lifespan and health as oxygen and water. And so people need these things all the time. Unfortunately, nutritional minerals, for instance, we need 60 of them, 60, and they are only found in veins in the soil. They're not found as a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They're found in veins like gold and silver and chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. And so you could be eating the same recipe as your twin brother, and he's in Pennsylvania and you're in California, and he has no health problems. You could have 14 different health problems because he's getting maybe 30 minerals in, because of the soil there, and you're getting only 3 here, okay? And so that's why, you know, people say, I'm eating well. I don't know why I'm so sick. My doctor says all I need is the 4 food groups and the 7
mm-hmm.
health pyramid here, food pyramid. That's nonsense. Because you just can't eat well. And the reason why they do that, we were spoiled up until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. Thomas Edison pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant. In 20 years, we had 45 new diseases, which doctors blamed on genetics, but they're all nutritional deficiency diseases. And because when you go to electricity, they gave up our source of minerals that we have been using for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. We're talking wood ashes. We took the wood ashes out of the fireplace, the wood stove, the fire pits, and put them into the gardens, and then these carrots and beets and beans and squash and cucumbers and onions would suck up all these minerals. We'd eat them. We'd get minerals that way. And then Grandma would put these minerals, the wood ashes, into our food as a spice. We're also getting the minerals out of the wood ashes, which are 90% minerals and only 3% carbon. And so when we went to electricity, they didn't think that they had to replace anything. Okay, they just, oh my gosh, thank goodness I don't have to worry about the wood ashes anymore.
Right.
Well, that's because they had to, that was one of my jobs as a little kid. We didn't have electricity until I was 9 on the farm. And so my job
was that long?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Doc Wallach's with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Let's set another world record slamming that website. And all that information you just heard Doc give us, you can call this number, 1-855-949-7234, because they are listening, taking notes for you. So you don't have to worry about doing that. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. It's a great staff you have behind you, too, Doc.
Yeah, we're very proud of them, and we're like a family. We've been together, gosh, for, in some cases, 50 years, in some cases, 30 years. And, of course, we have lots of written information and CDs and DVDs. The book and CD, let's see here, it's Hell's Kitchen, just like that zone in New York City, where all the bad things in the world occur. Because of all these 45 diseases that took place, we named the book and the CD Hell's Kitchen because of all the terrible things that happened when we went to electricity and nobody thought to replace all those minerals we had been getting through the wood ashes.
All right, my friend, stay with us. Doc Wallach's with us. We're going to take phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM, so get ready for that. We will have an hour and a half of calls helping you out. That's what we do this for with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234 at 1-855-949-RADIO. We will be back in a moment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch your dial. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with our buddy Doc Wallach, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Like I mentioned, he and pharmacist Ben Fuchs join us every 3 weeks, one or the other. They keep switching off. I can't believe we're into April already, Doc. Too fast for us, huh?
Well, that's, we got plenty of time here, because when you do the right stuff, you add 25 to 50 healthy years of your life, so you and I have a long time to share with people.
Have you slowed down your travel at all?
A little bit, because people aren't asking. We're doing Zooms now. I do Zooms in, I don't know, about 20 different foreign countries. And so, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Philippines.
Then you're still doing Doc Wallach's AskDocLive.com, right?
Oh, yeah. I do those things.
Friday mornings.
Every Friday morning. For 2 hours, and Rebecca and her team is just fantastic putting everything together. We get calls from all over the world,
Do. You can sign up for that, folks, at AskDocLive.com. It's a Zoom call from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time on Fridays. Participate with Doc Wallach, and it's free, and have some fun. It's so important to help people. I got to tell you, Doc, I get so many calls now from friends who hear you, and they want to know remedies. They want me to call you every other day.
Well, that would be fun. Have to, you know, do it during lunch hour. We can eat lunch and talk at the same time.
Let's go to the calls. Let's start with Sherry in Mayfield, Kentucky. Welcome to the program. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, George. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I hope you are, too.
I'm doing a whole lot better. That's the reason I was calling, is I just wanted to let Doc Wallach know that I just started supplementing a couple months ago, and I can tell such a big difference in how I feel, because, ironically, I have fibromyalgia, had me on two muscle relaxers, gabapentin, an antidepressant, and the only good thing about me on vitamin D to try to combat the fatigue, but I am telling you, it's made such a difference, and my restless legs is all but gone. Not having, and I was, the only thing keeping me up is George.
That's good. So the supplements are working for you.
It's working for me, and I am so, you just don't know. I mean, you need an antidepressant, because everything you go through is so depressing, and I was just sometime at wit's end, because I'd be like, man, I just can't carry on. I can't function. I can't take all this medicine and function like a normal human being. And I wasn't able to get out and do the things I wanted to do with my friends or get in an exercise program or anything like that, because I was so fatigued. But anyway, George, I just want to thank you for having people like Doc Wallach on that gives us this correct information, so we can live a healthy life. I mean, I'm just, it's a pretty emotional thing for me, because I felt bad for so long, and I'm just so thankful for the both of you.
Sherry, may I ask you a question? How old are you?
59.
59, and how long had you been diagnosed with fibromyalgia?
For about 15, 16 years.
15, 16 years in just a couple of weeks. On the program, you're feeling much better.
She's feeling better. That's amazing.
Yes. All that medicine, they just kept piling it on. Every time I go in and say, well, this isn't working, well, here, let's put you on gabapentin. Let's put you on another muscle relax.
Yeah, see, well, the problem is medical doctors don't know what fibromyalgia is. They just know what the symptoms are, and they're treating symptoms as opposed to getting to the root cause. And this is very common in animals. And so being a veterinarian and a physician, I tell people, I'm going to treat you like a dog, but you're going to get better. And you're an example where you got all the nutrients necessary to make, as you say, it's just kind of interesting that was our first call, this doctor that had fibromyalgia. But it's very, very easy when you give all the right nutrients and get off of gluten so you can absorb them. And so I applaud you for doing everything correctly.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that some doctors can't even diagnose fibromyalgia, Doc.
Yeah, that's correct. They don't understand it. Just like birth defects, they want to say they're genetic. Simple nutritional deficiencies, they say you have an autoimmune disease, your body's attacking itself. And, you know, I take people that haven't urinated in 10 years, they're on dialysis 6 days a week. Just on our program for dialysis, in two weeks' time they're urinating, and another 2 weeks' time they're totally off of dialysis and go back to a normal life. And that's because they didn't want to have a kidney transplant.
Why did God give us two kidneys, by the way? I'm curious. What do you think?
Well, you got a pair and a spare kind of thing, okay?
Right. You can live on one, can't you?
You can live on one.
All right. Next up, we go to Jeff in Mansfield, Ohio. Great town. Hey, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Hi, George. Gina has a wonderful job. Doc Wallace, it's really a pleasure to talk with you. I talked with one of your assistants, and she's wonderful. I discussed the fact that a pharmacist once saved my life. I was scheduled for a colonoscopy and ordered to take an entire bottle of polyethylene glycol before the procedure. Not knowing anything about that, I asked my pharmacist, what do I do? He says, take a tablespoon of that the night before you go in and see what happens. And I was in a clinic on the end of the deathbed, practically. It was a serious allergic reaction to polyethylene glycol. Now, my problem with that is, now being allergic to PEG, I can't take the three shots because there's PEG in two and there's also PEG in the Johnson & Johnson. I need to be able to be vaccinated to undergo a colonoscopy for the pain I'm having. And I'm currently taking curcumin and quercetin to dissolve the polyp that's causing me discomfort, and peppermint oil to reduce the pain, which is really wonderful. Peppermint oil is wonderful for your digestive system.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you, sir?
How old are you, Jeff?
56.
Okay.
And what do you weigh?
225.
And how tall are you?
6'1".
Okay. And do you have any other issues, high blood pressure, diabetes?
Not since I got off a lot of the medications the docs had me on. Believe it or not, I brought my blood pressure down. I've lost dropped my weight down. I'm feeling better since over the course of the pandemic, I've lost contact with my doctors. Actually doing better than I was when I had doctors.
Well, that's why we have a book and a CD out called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. It's in 9 languages, so it's a bestseller around the world. We've sold 600 million copies, so it's very exciting. But at any rate, do you have any other issues like irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease?
It was irritable bowel syndrome, but it's I've got it down to it. I've got some polyps down there. I had one removed in a previous colonoscopy 5 years ago. And based on everything else, I've run myself through the whole spectrum of what.
Let me ask you one more question.
Go ahead.
Okay, what do you eat for breakfast every morning?
Oh, the green stuff in the lots of veggies.
Okay, do you
green juices
like oatmeal or?
No, just the green stuff right out of the can.
Trying to find out if he's a gluten guy, Doc.
No, absolutely. I've cut all my gluten. In fact, this show helped me cut my glutens out.
Okay, good. Okay, because, you know, when you have problems in your bowels, did you have your appendix out when you were a kid?
No.
Okay, did you have asthma as a kid?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, that goes along with gluten, okay? And so what happens is, when you're eating gluten, you lose the villi in your intestine, which is a little finger-like projection. Your intestines, when they get cut open during surgery or autopsy, it should look like a shag rug.
Mm-hmm.
If it looks like a plastic tube, there's no villi. You only have 2% of the absorption you had when you had all the villi, and the villi are killed by the gluten. That's what happens. And there's a place in your body where the small intestine, the appendix, and your colon all junk cure together. And it's not uncommon when people eat a lot of gluten and they have asthma, because asthma is a nutritional deficiency. They can give you cortisone and prednisone, and it'll relieve some of the symptoms, but it's actually caused by deficiency of a particular nutrient. The skin problem, did you ever have skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis?
Yes, I'm having skin problems currently, and I'm taking probiotics right now also.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a retired psychiatrist.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay, perfect.
You're not a chef.
Well, that's not all fun when you're retired. You've got no schedule.
Okay. Well, thank you. But so what we want you to do, at 225 pounds, get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods. And you may have done a lot of this, but it's also for George's other listeners. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, rye, and oats, no sugar. Even the diet drinks got to go because they have carbonation in it, neutralized stomach acid, which you need to actually absorb minerals and digest food. And then I want you to have two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. There's 215 nutrients. There's 215 nutrients in one healthy brain and heart pack.
That's amazing, Doc.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. I only weigh 142, and I take two a month, so I take two sets a day. And so, anyway, you also need the MSM. Take three of those three times a day. It'll be 2 bottles a month, and they will support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, which includes the valves in your heart, the trachea with all the cartilage in your trachea, your skin, the walls of your arteries and veins, the walls of your intestines, and will prevent further polyps in the future. You also need the collagen peptides, which, as the name implies, this has replaced the old bone broth. You're probably too young to remember bone broth, but that's how we used to get these trace minerals out of bones. They'd simmer them in vinegar on the wood stoves all night.
You and Ben love bone broth.
Yeah, well, that's the way it was for thousands of years. But now, so we came out with the collagen peptides because most people aren't going to do the bone broth stuff. And just too complicated now with electric stoves. And, most people, when they throw the bones away, we give them to the dog or something like that. So we used to eat them.
I love it. We didn't
throw anything away. And so then you also need vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. You also need, I'd go with another anti-inflammatory, the Z-radical liquid. A big guy like you, I'd go with two quarts a month. So you can take an ounce of breakfast, ounce of dinner. It's 8 or 9 different seaweeds. Tastes very good. Little kids like it. And it's tremendous antioxidants and anti-inflammatory. So it'll relieve a lot of symptoms of pain and swelling and inflammatory stuff in your intestines.
Doc, what do you have for the brain? Is it Synaptive or Snaptive?
Well, we have Synaptive for the brain. We have Synaptive, which is the biochemistry that's necessary for cells to make the chemistry to talk to the next door neighbor cells. We have Memory FX. We have HGH, human growth hormone, which deals with the brain and the pituitary gland, and I know you don't like to talk about young people and stuff like that, but I'm dealing now. I've figured out how to prevent gender issues, okay, because we need to be talking to kids when they're going through their health classes, when they're 12, 14 years old, going
through
puberty. Absolutely.
Why don't they teach us that in school when we were kids?
Exactly. And that's because in the old days, people were getting wood ashes in their food, and they were getting minerals.
If it wasn't for my mother, Doc, telling me about supplements when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I think I would have ended up in trouble physically. I mean, she saved my life by the things that she taught me.
Your mother was very intelligent to do that.
She's going to be 93 in May, by the way.
Oh, she's still living.
She's still going strong. Oh, she's still driving.
You got to love her, right? Beautiful story. Yeah, thank you for sharing.
But she did. She would send me articles, clippings. She still does.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing. We've got time for one more quick call before the break, and then we've got an hour of calls with you when we come back. Let's go to Carl in Running Springs, California. Carl, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us. You are on the air. Hi, Carl.
Yes, thank you. I'm just dealing with fibromyalgia. I mean, I'm
another
not.
Another one.
But you're talking about it and the benefit of collagen,
mm-hmm.
treating that.
Yeah. How much do you weigh?
Well, wait a minute. My question is, what's the difference between collagen and creatine?
All right. A simple one like that, Doc. That's probably all we're going to have time for. But go ahead. Collagen and creatine.
Okay. Well, is it creatine or creatinine? Okay. Creatinine's kind of an amino acid complex. And
it's a supplement, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then the collagen is the substances you find in cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue. And again, it takes the place of bone broth. And so when you have fibromyalgia, when you have arthritis, when you have osteoporosis, when you have valve problems in your heart, You have skin problems. You have artery wall problems like aneurysms. You have vein wall problems, and you have things like hemorrhoids and varicose veins and stuff like that. The collagen has a stuff in it that repairs all those tissues. And so everybody should be taking as a preventative. I do that. I only weigh 142 pounds, but I take a scoop of the collagen peptides with my breakfast drink every morning, and I take a scoop of the collagen peptides with my evening drink every evening. And so I'm getting all of these various cartilages and connective tissues for everything from the skin to the intestines to the heart valves to all the bones and ligaments and tendons, cartilage. And when you do this, you know, you're like me. Most people think I'm 50 when they look at me, and I'm very active.
God, I thought you were 40, so you've aged yourself.
There you go. And Char, one of the gals that works with me, she's a high school graduate. She's turned, in 2 days, she's turning 79. She
good for
like
her.
40.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And her sister Marge, right?
Sister Marge, they both look like they're 40.
They do.
In their late 70s because they've been taking this stuff from me for the last 30 years.
Doc, we're going to take a break and come back and take a final hour of phone calls with you in a moment. Doc Wallach, set the record, folks. Go to the website right now, criticalhealthnews.com, from your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop. We'll be back with Doc Wallach and your calls next.